Another tree that isn't native to Wisconsin or even to the U.S., but that is commonly seen as a weed tree south of the tension zone, is the white mulberry, Morris alba. It was brought to the U.S. from China for silk production, but that industry never took off here, and now we're stuck with a rather invasive, weedy tree that is spread far and wide by birds. It grows in disturbed sites and forest edges. When you first walk up to the tree, it can really stump you, because the leaves are alternate and have a three-veined leaf base. But look closely enough at the tree, and you'll see leaves of many different shapes and sizes. They can be extremely lobed or just have one lobe and be sort of mitten-shaped. They're really odd. Some are even unlobed. They do always have toothed margins. They're a bright, shiny green. The bark is light brown and shallowly fissured. And the fruit is totally distinctive, a mulberry that looks a bit like a blackberry.